Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community In Depth, and we are thrilled to have in studio with us today two authors that are going to be at the upcoming Bookstube at the Beer Stube. It's going to be on July 18th. Come at 5:30 if you want to enjoy some great German dinner, and that is on your own. And at 6:30, these wonderful two authors are going to be there to share some of their insights into the books that they have recently written. And with that being said, we want to welcome to KDWA Julie Holm. Her book is called Murder in Plain Sight. And we also want to welcome Priscilla Patton. Her book is called Where Privacy Dies. Very, very interesting. So, first of all, welcome to both of you. Thanks for coming in today.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
So, you are going to be doing this event together, which is going to be fun. And do you two know each other?
Yes, we both belong to the Twin Cities chapter of Sisters in Crime, and we share an editor.
Oh.
That was interesting. We didn't know we shared an editor.
Oh, you found that out in the...
We found that out eventually. We met at Sisters in Crime and then discovered that we have the same editor.
So Sisters in Crime is such a fun organizational name. Tell me what that is, please.
Sisters in Crime is a national organization that was started by Sarah Paretsky to help women authors progress in the mystery genre, because it's biased towards men and has been for many years. And the organization is comparable to Mystery Writers of America, that sort of thing. And there's local chapters, and we have a local chapter here in the Twin Cities.
And how long has it been around?
I think the national for several decades. The Twin Cities one, I'm just not sure, because I only joined a few years ago.
So when you two were growing up, did you think of yourselves as in the future sometime being a writer?
Yes.
Oh, you did?
I loved to read, as many writers did when they were small children, and I didn't necessarily read mysteries, though I did have an Edgar Allan Poe phase, an Arthur Conan Doyle, Sherlock Holmes phase, a let's just read whatever's on the bookmobile phase.
Oh, remember the bookmobile?
Yes.
Loved it.
I missed those, and they were very important. All librarians and libraries are very important in rural areas, and I was in a rural area in Maine. But I didn't see that I would write this kind of book, however.
Okay.
That came much later in life, and I have an academic training, which sometimes you say that and people say, oh no, that means you write boring books. But this is quite different. And in my case, Where Privacy Dies started out actually with my husband and his friends raving on about Scandinavian noir, the really dark stories by people like Jo Nesbø and Henning Mankell. Some of them have been on the BBC, have been made into movies. And I started making fun of them by saying, oh, let me guess, the detective's damaged. Let me guess, somebody in his family was killed, hidden in a bat cave, who knows what. And that sort of started me thinking, as I was approaching retirement, this is a later life career for me, that I could twist those conventions a little bit and have some fun, but also be thoughtful about it.
Interesting. How about you, Julie?
I've always, as Priscilla, I think every writer too, a voracious reader all through life. And at some point in elementary school, we had a visiting author, writer. He spent the week at our school, an hour a day with us, giving us little assignments. And one of the assignments that we had, he basically said, hey, good job. And that kind of started it. After that, I thought, well, okay, maybe I can write all these stories. And actually, I started writing a book.
As a kid in
elementary school.
Oh, my gosh.
It's still in a dark, dusty corner. It probably will never see the light of day again. But from that point on, I wrote a book through high school, and then I rewrote it, I think. And then I kind of put everything away. I had a couple short stories published, but then I had kids. And so I came back to writing seriously when my mother was in hospice, because at that time, when somebody you love is ready to pass on, it's like, well, I better get stuff. I bet if I want to do it, I got to do it. And that's kind of what set me on the doing it seriously.
So you both are crime fiction writers, which is a real specific kind of genre, as you mentioned. How did you pick that style? I know, Priscilla, you said your husband and his friends kind of influenced you, but yet, how did you know that you'd be good at that?
I did not.
Well,
it was very scary to begin.
Okay.
I did not know at all, and what I did know is I had done a lot of academic writing that did not prepare me to write mysteries. I'd written a children's book, which did prepare me some to write fiction, but it was still a leap into the unknown. But what I have a sense for is formulas and conventions. Now, we sometimes talk about a movie being formulaic.
Sure.
But that's not always bad. We sort of like things that start in
right.
the beginning, go to a middle, and have an end.
Yes, and an end that we know is the end.
Right, right. And I think that gave me a structure. Mysteries had a structure that I could not follow strictly, but build something on.
Okay.
And I think mysteries appeal to the analytical side a lot. And I had done literary analysis, and maybe Chewy can speak to this too from her various work experiences. There's a let's figure this out step by step, which you don't get too much in other kinds of fiction. And that becomes a game. I mean, there's a famous Sherlock Holmes phrase again, the game's afoot.
Oh. Julie, tell us, is that similar with you?
I initially started writing fantasy science fiction, and one day I had this idea pop into my head, and I've always loved mysteries. I read Agatha Christie, I read The Three Investigators back in the day when Alfred Hitchcock actually wrote them.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so, and they were, I loved them. They were cool.
What about Nancy Drew? None of you have mentioned her.
Oh, I never read Nancy Drew.
No.
Trixie Belden.
Oh, yes. I remember her. Okay, sorry. Go ahead.
So I came up with this. I like to watch the procedurals on TV. You know, those are always intriguing. And I just one day an idea just popped into my head. I was like, oh, I could do this. So it was a mystery. It's not the book that I actually ended up publishing, but it was another mystery. And from that point on, I kind of got on a roll with writing mysteries, because like Priscilla said, it's a puzzle, and there's a lot of fun in trying to make it sneaky so the reader doesn't figure it out too soon.
Right. Interesting. I'm going to ask both of you this question because it fascinates me about writing, and that is, do you have the end of the book in sight when you start your book, or does the end kind of just come naturally? Priscilla, let's start with you.
Well, I've published one mystery, and I'm revising another. And in both cases, I knew or know who did it and why for a murder. But in the case of the first one, the character of who did it changed a great deal along the way. So in other words, I had a kind of structure in mind, but the filler changed dramatically. And in the one I'm doing now, I think, again, I know who did it and why, but the why really has to be filled out.
Oh.
So I think when you're writing these things, you really have to be challenging yourself all the time, that you have to think a little harder or feel a little deeper into what your characters might want, what they might be thinking. One way to think of these is it's not so much it's about the puzzle, but it's about the desires that keep the pieces apart.
Oh, mm-hmm. How about you, Julie? Do you have the end in sight when you start out a book?
Typically I do. A lot of times I'll have the beginning and I'll have the end, and then I just have to make my way through the middle.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times the characters will determine if I was right in my first vision of the ending, and sometimes the characters decide that they need to change the story, and so I go with it as long as the protagonist gets the reward at the
mm-hmm.
end.
And tell me about each of your protagonists in the books. Priscilla, in your book, Where Privacy Dies, the protagonist, is it somebody you would be a friend of?
Well, I'd be probably related to them in the sense that they're somewhat like my husband's family. I shouldn't say that too loudly. But in my case, I have two main detectives who yes. work for an agency I made up called Greater Metro, which serves the Greater Twin Cities area, sort of a bastard stepchild of the BCA, Bureau of Criminal Apprehension. And there's a man, Eric Jansen, who has... you know, sort of Swedish fathers, Swedish grandfathers, Norwegian mothers, Norwegian grandmothers. Sure. So there's that heavy Scandinavian mix. And he's good looking enough to be an action hero, but he doesn't think quite along the same paths that other people do. So he looks predictable, but he's not. And the other character, his new partner, is Deb Metzger, who is, again, English, Germanic, Scandinavian background. She introduces herself as 6'2 and lesbian. What could be scarier? And what she and Eric Jansen have in common is a desire to solve the crime. Not too much in the way of personality, but they also both grew up in Iowa, which is sort of an in-joke with detective writers, because usually the innocent victims come from Iowa or Ohio. Think about it. Go back and watch all those noir movies. Oh. They almost always, the victims, come from Iowa or Ohio.
Oh.
And so I thought, well, why not have the detectives come from
That's a great idea.
Iowa.
Shake it up. Look
yeah,
at you.
Shake it up.
Good
so.
For you. How about you, Julie? Could you see yourself being besties with your lead characters?
Oh, I think so. I could definitely see being a good friend. My main character is Sierra Bauer, and she's a aircraft mechanic at the Minneapolis St. Paul Airport. And my history is I was an aircraft mechanic years ago, and so she's got her own brand of spunk, brand of fire, temper. She's a dramatic ancestry, of course, so you got to have that stubbornness there. The other protagonist is the detective who is working on the case. She finds a dead body in one of her airplanes, and of course Detective Quinn Moore is the only qualified, he's the only titled detective in the airport police department, and he's easygoing, but he's got some history with, you know, a bad divorce and a lot of other losses in his past. And Sierra, on her side, has her own challenges where she survived an attack by a stalker ex-boyfriend who got let out of prison, and now she's kind of watching over her shoulder because she's not sure where he is. So, but they're both easygoing. They're both fun to work with.
You know, you talk about these characters like they really are real people, and I bet you get to the end of a story and there's a mourning period where you miss them.
Well, one thing about the mystery genre is you can have a series. So if you like Arthur Conan Doyle, you seem to kill off Sherlock Holmes, you nonetheless bring him back yet
right.
again for another story. So you do get to live with them a while, and I think one reason why series appealed to me is I develop characters slowly, I think. And I think by the time I finish a book, I've just really figured out who they are. So I want to do a little more exploring with them. And one thing that editors and readers liked about my book is it's one of those where the workplace camaraderie or workplace tensions have a big role. You can think of that from almost any like CSI show or Mary Tyler Moore show. So you have to make your characters, like you say, not only good company for you, but good company, or at least fascinating, possibly difficult company for your readers. And often that includes what goes on in the workplace, because we've all been in workplaces and we know they are not ideal.
Oh, because there's a mystery going to break out at any moment.
Mystery could break out, or just
like
some of those personalities
at
are
the
never
radio
going
station?
To work out.
Oh, brother. So, so maybe I have a mystery novel in my head about KDWA.
You probably do.
I probably do.
You probably do.
Yes.
Just don't live it out.
Just... Julie, how about you? Are you sad when a book is done, or are you two going to follow the series path?
Yeah, I am going to follow the series path. I'm working on the second book. And what I've gotten from again, both my editor and readers is that they absolutely love the characters and they can't wait to find out what happens next with
them. That's a sign of a good book, I think, when characters actually relate to the readers and you are sad at the end of a book. You want the you want that person in your life still if they've really come to life in the way that they're supposed to.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think one thing that's in some mysteries, not all, is a good deal of social comedy. I don't mean comedy in the sense that it's always funny, but it's about people trying to work it out together. You can think of, if you watch the BBC version, Sherlock. That, in contrast to the original stories from more than 100 years prior, focused very much on the relationship of Watson and Holmes. And I think I've read Julie's book. It's the relationships that provide a lot of the tension, keep it going, a lot of the interest, because it's not only can the murder be solved, but can the connections between people survive this? Or in the case of the people involved in the murder, do the connections fall apart? I like to think of murder as the ultimate failed relationship.
Priscilla, that might be the obvious, but yes, I agree with you. Yes. Oh my gosh. Well, people are going to have a lively evening with you two, and we want to thank you for giving us just a little snippet of what that evening shall be like. July 18th, it is the July's version of the Book Stube at the Beer Stube. If you haven't been, you are certainly welcome to go. It is open to the public, and come at 5:30 for dinner on your own, and you will not be disappointed in the food there. And then at 6:30, Julie Holm and Priscilla Patton are going to be there just to give some readings with their book, answer some questions, and it sounds like a really wonderful night. We're grateful you took the time to come in today. Thank you.
Well, thank you.
Yep, thank you.
And if I ever do write my book about the radio station, I'll look you guys up. Yep.
I'm not sure that's wise.
Maybe. When you get a group of mystery writers together,
yes,
and you start talking murder,
yes,
yeah, don't be the fly on the wall listening, because
oh,
it could get pretty...
It gets
pretty intense.
Oh, well, this is good to know. Thank you to our guest today, authors Julie Holm. Her book is called Murder in Plain Sight. And also Priscilla Patton. Her book is called Where Privacy Dies. And we wish you well with your writing careers. Come back and see us again. And again, don't miss Book Stube at the Beer Stube, July 18th. And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.